If I would ask any of you, name the richest and the most powerful family in history, undoubtedly, all of you will point fingers at Rothschilds. They are the mother of all conspiracies and are blamed for everything bad that happens in the world, from financial crises to world wars. Some people even estimate their wealth at a total sum of $500 trillion. With that kind of wealth, you can flip the world around as you flip burgers. So in this video, let's break up the Rothschilds and figure out how much of that is true, how rich they really are, and how exactly they made such a fortune. Back in the 16th century, and pretty much until recently, Europe was ruled by religion. The practice of lending money with interest is prohibited in the Bible. So naturally, most people stayed away from that, except the Jews who filled that gap. Many Jewish families were involved in finance and had no problem lending money with interest. In fact, they have passed this business down for generations. And one of these families went by the name Rothschilds. They have specialized in collecting and exchanging coins, and Mayor Rothschild, who was the head of the family at that time, had ambitious plans. He sent his 5 sons, whom he trained to be as good as him, to 5 different European financial capitals to lend and exchange money all across the continent. Nathan, the most famous of them all, was sent to London. Amschel stayed in Frankfurt, and the other 3 went to Paris, Vienna, and Naples. And that was the birth of Rothschild's international banking dynasty. You see, life in medieval Europe was different. All that those kings, queens, and emperors cared about is to wage wars against each other and capture more land. This is the list of wars that took place in the 19th century, and Europe was involved in almost all of them. However, wars required a lot of money, so the European nobilities built a strong relationship with Rothschilds since they had established an international banking network among European financial centers and could easily move money from one country to another. In fact, all 5 sons were elevated to nobility by Emperor Francis I of Austria and were granted the Austrian title of Baron in 1822. Nathan, on the other hand, was also elevated to British nobility by Queen Victoria. When the Napoleonic Wars broke up, Nathan was ready. He became the key player in financing the British war efforts. He was responsible for organizing the shipments of gold to armies across Europe. His brothers helped him to coordinate activities all across the continent, and the family developed a network of agents, shippers, and couriers to transport gold during the wartime. It made the family so powerful that Nathan received the news of Wellington's victory at the Battle of Waterloo a full day before government's official messenger arrived. With so many wars across Europe, it was difficult to preserve your wealth. So the family would always provide loans to different European governments and keep generating interest instead of physically keeping their wealth. In fact, after the French Revolution, Rothschilds invested heavily in the mining and the railroads businesses. The family began to invest in different companies all across Europe. They purchased multiple wine businesses, invested heavily in East India to the point where they had some control over it, and bought a big share in De Beers, one of the largest diamond companies. Mayor Rothschild carefully arranged marriages between the first or second cousins to keep the fortune in the family. Unfortunately, by 3rd generation, the family began to cripple. Many members decided to marry outside the family. Some even passed away without a living heir. However, that was just the beginning. With the rise of Hitler in Germany, Rothschilds had to surrender their bank to Nazis. Their vast collection of palaces that were built over a century were confiscated or destroyed. The paintings and arts that family have been collecting for generations have been taken, and the family had to secretly flee the country before getting arrested. However, one of them was captured and had to pay the largest ransom payment in history, a total sum of $21 million. In the 1930s, their railroad was nationalized by the French government, and when Hitler took over France, the Paris branch was also confiscated. Rothschilds are still one of the wealthiest families in the world, but nowhere close to what they have been before. Their wealth is spread among so many family members that none of them is as powerful as people think. In fact, the world GDP is around $90 trillion, so the $500 trillion wealth is nothing but a myth. In fact, even the claimed $400 billion is an exaggeration. Of course, it's hard to believe that, but the five sons who built the empire are gone long ago, and preserving such an enormous wealth is not easy, especially when Hitler came to power. And now it's your turn, what do you think? How powerful do you think is the family? Anyways, give this video a thumbs up if you have enjoyed it and hit the subscribe button. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in a few days.